Hello everybody, this is Adai Sihi from the Buddhist Centre Online, and I'm here at Adishtana. It's the final morning of the 2020 Winter ECA, which is the European Chairs Assembly. It's just after breakfast and I'm here with a great bunch from chairs from the UK and Europe.
Yes, so my name is Dhammapitika and I'm chairman of Metta-Vihara on the border of Holland and Belgium.
And I'm Perina, I'm the chair of the Amsterdam Buddhist Centre.
And I'm Akupa, I'm the chair of Newcastle Buddhist Centre.
It's been quite a packed programme this week, as it always seems to be. We've had the usual presentations, centre presentations, rejoicings. We had a practice morning, a cultural evening. But perhaps the most significant thing that's happened this ECA has been an agreement on some strategic priorities for the ECA going forward. And this is, I think, part of a process that was partially started in the summer. So two of the priorities have been carried over. One is safeguarding and the other is young people. But we've branched into some new territory. So, Perina, would you like to tell us a little bit about one of those new priorities?
Yeah, I'm happy to do so. One of them is diversity. And diversity is a very broad concept, if you see what I mean. And we have been talking about it in a small working group. And we will bring it back to people of color and gender diversity. So we've been exploring a bit if we really have this diversity as a strategic priority, what would it look like? You know, in practice, what could we do to really bring this priority forward, to take it forward? And as we have been mentioning a few possibilities, like training, do more of another way of marketing, PR, if you like, do more research. So we are really sort of happy that diversity is getting some hands and feet. Is that, I don't know if that's an English expression, that it's really, it's not something in the air, but really on the ground.
Oh yeah, okay.
That we sort of really try to work with in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Get stuck into. Yeah, great. That's great. So diversity was one of the first agreed priorities, but there was another one that I think took us a little bit more time to hammer out, particularly around the wording. So, Cooper, would you like to tell us what that is?
Yes, so one of the priorities we have agreed on is to look at a dharmic engagement with social and ecological issues. So I think there's just a sense amongst a lot of the meeting that we're in a fast-changing world. And there's, you know, a lot of very painful things in the world, and we need to really to make a priority of having a look at what particular responses we can sort of come forward with on both social and ecological issues.
And is there any sense of how chairs might take this forward?
At the moment, there's a group of us, quite a large group of us, who just want to sort of think about ideas, gather ideas for what that might look like, and a Charatna that is just a little bit more responsive to what's going out there on in the world. So in a way, watch this space. You know, at the moment, we're just sort of exploring what that might look like. There's already things gone on, like Amala Ketu's project to try and look at Buddhist centres buildings and how sustainable they are. Mm. So I think we'll probably be wanting to sort of strengthen that, give that some sort of attention and resources. And then maybe just completely new things. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? In fact, if anyone's got ideas, then, you know, let us know.
Yeah. But I suppose that's the exciting thing about making these things strategic priorities, that gives us an opportunity to focus the mind and see what might be possible. So there was quite a few other strategic priorities, perhaps hitting the upper limit of strategic priorities, but does anyone want to mention some of the others that you can remember off the top of your head?
One of them is evaluating the ECA and the development team.
Yeah.
You know, the ECA, how does it work, how its purpose and why it's there, and also the things the development team does and can do and doesn't do and could be doing.
There was another one that was about making sure to provide training and support and resources for centre chairs. Yeah, and we also had other ones like paying attention to context for intensity?
I think it's always the idea of sort of growth, but also quality was something that was talked about a lot in the meeting. But in particular, how we provide contexts where people can really engage with the Dharma in a sort of full, quite a full on kind of way, deeply sort of transformative way. So again, that's a priority. How that will bear out in terms of what emerges, then we'll see.
Yeah, so that's, and I think the final one actually is growth itself, which I think people mentioned that is an important thing to have for the chairs to have in mind. Yeah, so that's just sort of an overview of some of the strategic priorities, and as you say, it's to be revealed how these will unfold over the next while, but it seems to be a significant point to have come to at the end of a meeting. We've all been attending these discussions and working groups, and there's been quite a big process around getting us to that point. And I just thought I'd be interested, particularly because you haven't been involved on Dhammapitika in these discussions. This is your first ECA. How did you find the meeting? How did you find the discussions and the working groups and all of that?
Yeah, well, it's a very interesting week. It's my first year I'm a chair of a centre. And each centre is connected with the other, so we're all interconnected. And it is a deep experience to really feel and notice that we are together and we are creating a better world together with all the centres. It's very inspiring to meet other chairs, to see how they cope with things, either practically or strategically, to share matters with each other. And it is also a particular experience to see in which way we, as many individuals together, make decisions not based on a compromise, but on developing collectively your good proposals. And so we are listening, we are sharing, we are adding. And I think in the decision process we had during the week, I saw proposals were shaped again and again better into something more. So we haven't have conclusions as compromising, but really the best out of it. Mm. And that's a very inspiring process where I felt harmony and tolerance and listening and curiosity as to why we are or think differently. And that inter-sharing is, that's a sangha. And I've felt that in this week it's exemplifying how Sangha is binding us with all the subjects we are dealing with, and it's strengthening our being as a Sangha. So it's an expression of the three jewels.
I mean, I've been very inspired to think that, well, I don't know how many of us were there, but 50 people or something like that, to come to a decision on such big areas, just it feels quite significant.
Yeah.
And in a relatively short space of time.
Yeah.
Having said that, I know a lot of work has gone in preparation for this meeting.
Yeah.
And certainly the ECA exec have put a lot of work into facilitating and managing that discussion. Particularly, I think, Suryagupta and Bodhi Vanksa. Sadhu to everybody.
Yeah.
But obviously not everything made it to on the final list for our strategic priorities. And of course, that doesn't mean that certain things aren't important because they didn't make the final list. So I know there was something very dear to your heart, Purina, that didn't make it on the list. Do you want to say?
It went on to the Greater Mandala.
The Greater
Mandala. It will be in our attention, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's translations. So I think I was surprised to hear that in France there's women who would like to do the ordination process and are not able to do it because there's not enough in French available. But also I was surprised to hear that more people from other countries are coming into the centres in the UK. So people from Poland, people from the Eastern European countries, and then they don't speak English. So there's a need. The need will be there till the end of times, I think, to translate in more languages, more books. We have 11 different languages in mainland Europe, so that's a lot of work to do. But I'm sure, I trust, it's in the mandala. As long as we are sort of coming back together here as chairs of Europe, of mainland Europe and the UK and Ireland, translations will be possible somehow. Now the Future Dharma Fund has given £5,000 for this the coming 4 years, I think. So
yeah, I was struck when you were advocating for translations, and you stood up and you spoke in Dutch, and obviously very few of us knew what you were saying, and it was a very compelling case, actually, just to see that. Another thing I really enjoyed was on the cultural evening, where so many people from mainland Europe were sharing poems in their native tongue and then translating them. It was really quite wonderful just to have that sense of the diversity and the richness of people's culture. So it would be actually just nice to hear from all of you maybe your highlight from this week.
Okay, so my highlight was met Bhavna, in which we connected not only with other human beings, but with all nature, in terms of the paradigm as to that we are connected to nature, not only to human beings, but also animals, and also plants, and the planet. So we are part of the planet, and the planet is part of us. And that inclusiveness, to bring into the Metta Bhavna meditation, was for me a very rich experience.
That was good. Yeah, that was during our practice morning, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's it's an enriching experience to bring with me to Holland.
Mm. I had the same. We didn't talk about it. So it was the practice morning where Maitri Devi talked about sort of a morning about love, and in the broadest sense. So also love for the trees and the birds and the land. And I specifically was struck by where she says, when we meditate, the land is meditating, the trees are meditating, the birds are meditating, because we all are deeply connected. So that will stay with me as well when I'm going home. And it changed the way I'm walking around here.
Actually the same. It was not prearranged. Yes, we had a meditation morning. Maitri Devi led us in a meditation and then sent us out onto the field to meet tree devas, tree spirits. And I think it's just a lovely kind of antidote. There's a lot of talking in this meeting, a lot of discussion. Some of it's quite full on. You get quite emotionally engaged, you know, things that really sort of matter. So to have a meditation morning and really just sort of connect with nature, Maitri Devi led it through so beautifully and said some very sort of true things about our sort of connectedness. So just to spend time doing that was, I just found it a real balm, actually. It was just a real balm. And then just to go and stand next to a willow tree and just sort of feel its presence in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, it must have been good if all three of you are saying that. Well, speaking of more talking, I think there is more talking to be done still. We've still got a full day ahead of us, and undoubtedly there'll be more presentations or at least discussions. But thank you for taking the time to talk and to share just a bit how your experience has been. And, you know, I guess we'll see how it unfolds, the strategic priorities in the coming months.
Thank you.
Thank you.